COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
What is up, good people? You already know what time it is. Another episode of King's Landing. We are back. It's your boy, Jared King. Go ahead and holler at me on Twitter at @_TheKing_. And shout out to my brother, Brian. Follow him on Twitter at KingHead57. You already know, week two, camp. We rocking and rolling. It ain't even in the books. We in the middle of it. We in the thick of it.
Y'all going right.
And I'm liking what we're seeing. I'm liking what we're seeing so far, brother. We got good action. Phoenix is looking like him. Drake looking like him. Bijan looking like him. Everybody looking like him. We got a couple fights. You know, how you feeling so far?
Shoot, I'm good, brother. You know, we showing up better than the average team, I feel like, across the board. No bias. We got a lot of positive news coming out of camp. A lot of good footage. Boys getting after it. I like to hear what I'm hearing. Jokic kicking up a little bit. You know, attitude's getting fiery. You know.
Getting pissed off.
Pads on now. Them thighs. Yeah, them fat boy thighs done rubbed raw. Now they mad.
Yeah, I like it. I ain't mad at a couple fights, couple dust ups. It's like it's camp. It's hot as hell. It's 105, 110 degrees outside. I'm tired of practice already. I've been chilling all summer. Now I'm in here with pads on, you know, back at it. Of course I'm gonna get a little pissed off. And I like it. I mean, shoot. Going back to the Smitty days, shout out to Smitty, soft. You know, DQ days, they ain't really had no fights in practice. And, you know, this is the first time I feel like the defense is taking it to the offense, to a good offense, right? Like, it ain't like the defense who took it to the washed up offense or a good offense taking it to a bad defense. I think it's good on good for the first time. And I like to see the fight. I like to see the young fighting. I like to see James Pierce. I don't think anybody would have picked James Pierce to be the one to bring the attitude to the defense. I think everybody circled Jalen Walker to be that player. So to see James Pierce kind of bringing that funk, especially the Bergeron. Bergeron probably the biggest O lineman that we got in there. And he right there with him as a rookie. So I like it.
Yeah, I saw Big Bergeron bouncing around after the fight. I said, boy, I would not want to fight him.
That's a fleet-footed fat man right there. That is.
Yeah. I don't even know if you can call him fat. That's just a big man.
That is a grown man, yeah. But, no, I like it. I'm happy. I like to see Leonard Floyd was right there backing him up. You know, he was doing his Aaron Donald duties. Young is flying around. Offense looks, you know, shout out to Drake. Load up to Drake. I think right now, the offense is Drake's until Phoenix takes it. And I think it's going to happen, but Drake been here long enough. Drake done paid his dues. Drake done it with all these bad quarterbacks. Shoot, Drake didn't even get a chance to get Matt. Like, Drake been through hell. And I think he's ready to go off. And I think he's showing it in camp. I think Bijan had enough, you know, he had a good enough summer. He got to hang out with Christian McCaffrey. I think he ready. Kyle Pitts looks ready, and Phoenix is just fucking dealing it, bro. Like, it just it looks effortless.
Yeah, I saw Bijan go through those bags, bro. It was Barry Sanders-esque. I haven't seen a back go through the bags with that kind of agility in a long time. And you know, you put that if he gets any kind of passes from Phoenix, arrows or anything, it's gonna be filthy. We've seen it before, but I hope they expand on Bijan's passing game. I'm pretty sure they will. Like we were talking about offline, like let's say run the 20 personnel, but you got Pitts out there. You know, I can see them opening that up. Drake is the man. I can see Drake going over 100 catches easily. And I can see a 1,250-yard season. I don't know about double-digit touchdowns, but
you just giving me the season he just had. That ain't nothing.
That's what I said. I think he can clear it. You know,
he gave me 100 catches, 1,271 yards. Like, give me something. Mm-hmm.
But Kyle Pitts was invisible though.
So Kyle what Pitts you saying?
Fed, Kyle, I feel like Kyle Pitts. Yeah, Kyle Pitts gonna eat.
So Drake just gonna be steady, 100 catches, 1,200 yards, but everybody else gonna show up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can live with it. I won't be mad if that's what happens. Because if Kyle give you 1,000 yards, then it's gotta come from somebody.
We said we got 2,000 yard receivers.
Three. Mooney right there.
And Mooney. So that's three stacks. Bijan ain't caught a pass in this. So, tack on 500, just a fourth floor.
Phoenix throwing 5,000.
Yeah. That's what I mean. To get to these numbers, that's what's going to have to happen.
5,000.
So yeah, I mean, Ray ain't caught a pass in that number. Like,
yeah.
People got to get fed.
And you're not checking down with Phoenix. So,
no, not at all.
I mean, shoot, we can jump into it. I sent you that article about Drake London. I posted it to Twitter. Ty Dune did the article of Drake London blacks out. And when we drafted Drake London, I was like, okay. Like, I was on the golf course in Scottsdale on a golf trip. I was like very underwhelmed. No, I don't think anybody had us taking a receiver. Like, even the talk leading up to the draft was, you know, receiver. And I was like, there's no way we going receiver. Not at 8. I remember you and I liked Charles Cross that draft. We wanted Jordan Davis. We wanted Kyle Hamilton. We were like, it's just no way they go receiver. I'm not mad. Drake was a good pick. Drake was the right pick. If you went receiver, Drake is proven to be the best receiver in that class, I think. If he hadn't gotten hurt his last season at USC, he'd have set records. I think it would have been an easy sell for Drake London to be wide receiver one. But when you got Chris Olave and Garrett Wilson, who played full seasons, Ohio State, you know, pedigree on TV, not West Coast players, like, it was just an easy sell. But when you can get a 6'4", 215 dog that's just a mean SOB on the field, and is selfless, who wants the ball but wants to win. He reminds me of Roddy a little bit, where I don't need 10 catches, 120 yards, and two touchdowns on the day. I take two catches, 12 yards, and block my ass off, and we win by 15, 20. I'm happy. And I like that. I like that. Yeah. When you got a player like Kyle Pitts.
I don't see too many of those but those days.
No. Yeah. Like you said, sometimes Julio said it. It's a Roddy game. It's a Harry game. It might be my game. Now you got it's a Pitts game. It's a Mooney game. Like, it's a Bijan game. Like, you got so many ways to win that Drake don't have to. He wide receiver one, but he don't have to show up every week and get 10 catches. Drake shouldn't have, what is it, 17 game season? He shouldn't have more than 170 targets.
I agree.
That's 10 a game.
I mean, because it's when Drake gets the ball thrown to him, he's very efficient with his targets. So, you know, he don't need 10. He can take 8. He could turn 8 into 8 for 8. He can go 8 for 7, 7 for 8, 6 for 8. but still clear 100 and two touchdowns. Like, it doesn't take much for him. And that's, I think, where that's that presence that Roddy has in the offense, had in the offense, where you know you're going to get efficient targets. Julio sometimes, but I feel like Roddy was a little bit more, you knew you're going to get what you're going to get from Roddy. And Julio was up and down. Julio was like, his ceiling was super high. But the consistency of Roddy, I think, is what Drake shares. And, you know, that opens up the full team ball to be a little bit more dominant on all phases of the game. When you got that dominant receiver who you know can get your third down conversion, get your first whenever you need it or whenever you want it. And then you got Bijan and Algier toting the rock with an offensive line that want to run the ball. And now you got that. You got a good field position. You got Koo making chip shots. And now you got a defense ready to ride because they fresh.
That's the vision. And they showing it in camp. They are showing one week in the camp that the offense is going to be a handful. I mean, we're getting wide receiver Bijan this season. Like you said, we already saw the pony formation come out with Bijan and Algier on the field. You know, we got clips of Bijan, you know, winning down the field, which, you know, when you get Bijan on a linebacker, I don't necessarily want him run. I mean, yes, give me a Texas ride out the backfield. But if I get him lined up in the slot with a linebacker out there, please send this man vertical and let Bijan get after it. Because you've seen, like, they did it against the Commanders. They did it against the Panthers. Penix missed Bijan probably about a yard on the one against the Commanders, and then Bijan was a yard out of bounds against the Panthers. So they already kind of tested it out there the first three games that Penix had it. You give him a whole summer to get on the same page with Bijan, I think Bijan is going to be a 2,500-yard monster. He might get 28. I don't want too many carries on him, but it's just hard not to give that man the ball.
Right.
Based on what's going to happen. Like, I really think we can put up point. But then that's why I like the defense showing up. The defense having the good days, stacking good days, and seeing them fight back. I mean, Root talking about, yeah, I like to talk trash. I talk trash as much as possible. I talk every day. Like, and it's going to pay dividends. Like, I just feel like they've been so soft and it's so easy to push around. And even, you know, Raheem is talking about, okay, yeah, like I can see the edge on this team. I can sense it. I can feel it. And it's for real. And defense having to go against that offense on a weekly basis, it's not too many teams with that many weapons that they're going to have to play that's better than that weapon crop that we've trotting out.
Mm-hmm. And the defense saying the offense got to see us. What's up? And you spoke on Jalen. You touched on Jalen Walker earlier. Y'all, this man got a long season ahead of him. He got a long several seasons ahead of him. Let that man rest. Let that man come out fresh. You got a dog in a cage, rattling and hungry and ready. Let that dog chill for a second. We know what that dog gonna do. We don't got to teach that dog no game. He came over here in the offseason and did his thing, and they saw enough. Because we didn't have health plague us in the past. Mm-hmm. I know y'all don't want to go down that route. Not with him. Young Walker. So
yeah,
get that man a break. Let that man chill in the AC and get his whatever he's doing together and keep it pushing. Mm-hmm.
Well, they said he had a shoulder injury coming into the draft, and he had a brace on it at times if you watch some of those highlights back then. So I wonder if that's part of what it is. You know, like you said, linebacker, he in there banging.
He banging.
I don't know if you, Yeah, I don't need you banging right now. I don't need it. You know. Mm.
He get adjusted with the chiropractor.
Yeah, man, the Titans coming up soon. I think that's where if Jalen ain't practicing against in those joint practices, then I'm gonna be concerned. He missing a couple early camps. I'm not worried about him, especially with him being son of a coach. Look, let Jalen Fields. I get to see James Pierce go off. This young man.
Thank you.
I might call this young man Neo because he is the one, and we did not know that we was gonna get this out the gate. Some of us knew.
He said, "I'm a first round pick for a reason, boy. Don't get it twisted,
man.
They like me too."
I saw somebody say. They said, "I can barely look at a Falcon tweet about the offense without James Pierce being the next tweet." And it's like, yeah, bro. They were projecting him as a top five pick going into the season last year for a reason. He was the best pure pass rusher in the draft by every metric, every analytic. He had the fewest, you know, rush attempts and still put his two seasons together. He had 20 sacks, 100 quarterback hits. Like, that's easy. Like, he makes it look easy. And if I know, you know, I said in February, the Falcons did not have a flamethrower. And we got one now. And he's showing it in July.
And he mean.
Mean one.
I don't want to talk in no interviews. I'm a defensive lineman. Leave me alone. go find one of them flashy stars to talk about. Go find Jalen. Shoot, he'll talk. I ain't talking. I'm putting my hand in the dirt and I'm getting after this quarterback. And I'm sitting the edge and I'm stopping the run.
I can't wait to see him. So, but let's get into some of these battles, man. I'm gonna start it off since we were the first ones to talk about this camp battle. We back on these kickers. Young Way got some real pump. They said that Mini Krieg is out there looking good on Sunday. He won the day on Sunday, but Koo came back and won it today. They're probably split right now on 50-yard field goals. They both missed 52-yarders today in camp. Lenny Krieg went 3 for 3 inside of 50. Koo went 4 for 4 inside of 50. So I can live with it. Krieg missed a 32-yarder, you know, a classic shank, whatever. I don't like that, but it's a real camp battle. And everybody's talking about the way that ball comes off of Krieg's foot sounds like a cannon. And if I got a quarterback slinging that thing like Penix, I might as well have a kicker that matches it.
I got a question for you. We gonna keep two kickers?
Mm-mm. Cool got a real fight. That's my thing. Cool. It ain't sweet out there for Cool. Cool can't chill. Mm-mm. And I like it. Like we all, like we said last episode, we all love you, Cool. If you win the job, we're gonna be in there rooting for you. But
that. At the end of the day, you're still a kicker, brother.
You got one job, and that's to make them kicks. Whenever I trot you out there, you need to be making them kicks, especially inside 50. So,
especially inside anything 45 and in.
Mm-hmm.
It should be automatic. I shouldn't see no misses.
Yeah. So, that's one to watch. But another camp battle that we talked about, Xavier Watts versus Jordan Fuller. I don't think this is even a camp battle.
I think
the past couple of days has been Xavier Watts in there with the first team only, and it's been Jordan Fuller and DeMarco Helms with the second team. And why not? Like, why waste time? If that's who you want to be your starter, Jordan Fuller is a good enough vet to know what the game is. You're on a one-year contract, and I'm pretty sure Xavier Watts is one of the players that you see him in film, in the study room, in the wherever off the field. He's probably like, yeah, he's gonna be one of them ones. And so it's like, yeah, like why? And I think that's the benefit of bringing in Jordan Fuller versus bringing in Justin Simmons. Simmons want to play. Fuller is fine being safety three. So I'm not disrupting my locker room. I'm letting the youngin get up to speed because you don't luck up on 13 picks and on accident. Not so bad. If I got him and Jesse back there with this high pressure scheme, I want takeaways. I'm going for takeaways. I'm going for high upside, and that's Xavier Watts.
I second that, brother. He already got they already got a nickname for him. You heard about it?
Mm-mm, what?
You know, Xavier Watts. They call him X Factor.
Hey,
teammates.
I need to see him making plays. They can call him.
You get a nickname. You get a nickname in camp, bro. You might be sticky.
I need to see him making plays. I ain't saying.
A presence.
I'm ready.
In that defensive backfield. He might be sticking where in that position. Any updates on my boy, Young Bowman?
Billy's the nickel.
No news is good news.
Well, he's been making plays. He got in there for a sack with James Pierce. They sent him on a blitz. Him and Pierce got in for a sack on Kirk. But, yeah, I think Xavier Watts is safety until further notice. I think Billy is your nickel until further notice. Like, they were putting him in. They were putting Billy Bowman with the first team in May. First time they got back to Flowery Branch, they said, "All right, cool. First team defense, get out there, Billy. You with them?"
As they should.
Yeah, like, why are we playing? Like, I think they got the depth. I mean, D's gonna get snaps. Natron Brooks gonna get snaps. I mean, he been looking good in camp, but I think nickel one is Billy Bowman. And I think it's going to come down to package. It's going to come down to matchup, obviously. But, you know, why? He's already getting starter reps. He's already making plays. Xavier Watts is already getting starter reps. If they're giving him a nickname in camp. You've been in camp for a week. Go ahead and just let's wrap it up. If James Pierce already making plays off the edge to the point where the O-line want to hem his ass up – we wasting time. Like, let's just get the ball rolling. Let's get the going. And the offense rocking, defense rocking. They brought Lakel London is off the non-football injury list. Kobe Bryant, my YN, is off the NFI list. He practiced for the first time. Like, yeah, like I think it's a different camp than last year where they were just trying to figure everything out. They've already praised Jeff Ulbrich, talking about, yeah, his defense is clear. The scheme is clear. I know what I'm doing. Natron Brooks talked about he's putting DBs in positions to play to their strengths instead of playing 7 yards off and just waiting for the ball. Like, yeah, bro, like we got ballers, but when you play soft, it don't matter.
Facts. Yeah, this defense reminds me of the Super Bowl defense, and everybody was young and in positions.
I ain't want to say it, but you said it, so I'm not going to disagree. Carry on.
Oh, yeah. You know, I always throw that Super Bowl word out there now. You know, I'm always a believer. You catch my tweet at the beginning of every year, Falcons to the Super Bowl.
It still is not.
A real believer out here. Yeah, they shaping up real nicely, brother. They got a good balance to them. I just need them to play some good football and stay healthy. That's it. That's all I keep saying. So we can build on what will be available to us in the future. I like having Kirk Cousins as scout team quarterback. Highest paid scout team QB of all time. Because that means your defense is getting cooked. Y'all going against Kirk. Boy, I don't care who is out there. Kirk has proven time and time again, it don't matter who's catching the ball. He gonna sling it. And Kirk's healthy. And Kirk's being an outstanding gentleman as the second team quarterback of this Atlanta Falcons football club. So shout out to Kirk.
We're not moving too fast. Can you say that one more time about Kirk? Because people don't understand the value of that scout team quarterback. You got a top
scout team.
You got a top 20 quarterback as your scout team quarterback. We ain't talking about this. This ain't Taylor Heineke no more. This is Kirk Cousins. Kirk Tober cooking your ass in the summertime.
Daily.
Daily.
So, yeah. Them boys getting some good reps. Kirk leading the charge. That means the backup receivers should be, you know, getting some good reps too, because Kirk ain't about to let you slack. And, Brad, we talking about Kirk Cousins, like you said. First of all, he knows he shouldn't be on no second team, nothing. He got the big C on his chest. He got the big C with the 4-5 star. He got the full C. So there's no way in his mind, and you know, a lot of several people's opinions that Kirk Cousins should be a backup. They think he should be traded or whatever. But while we have him, thank goodness we still have him. Like I said, these young boys know what it's like to play with a vet. So when they get thrown in that fire, well-oiled machine, keep it rolling.
Yeah, bro. Like, having Kirk as your scout team quarterback means your first team defense is getting real work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, compare that to the Saints. Saints trotting out Tyler Shaw and Spencer Rattler, brother. You trotting out ass at quarterback both times, and you ain't getting no good work. And you don't know how good your defense is. Like, I just always go back to when it was under Mike Smith. And they had them joint practices against the Dolphins, and we got our asses handed to us. And it was like, yeah, when you practicing against ass, you don't know ass versus ass look good.
It's just cheeks.
Yeah, with everybody's cheeks. You don't know if you good. You the best, worst player out here. So it's like, you got Chris Blair. You know, you got DJ Chark, you got, you know, Casey Washington. We're not talking about wide receiver ones, but Kirk will cook your ass if you're not playing good defense with whatever receivers you give them.
Yep. So, yeah. And these young boys, they're going to listen, because it's tough when you got that kind of expectation coming from the quarterback in that room, and he's leading it against the starting defense. Mm-hmm. Like we going twos against one, so
mm-hmm.
Kirk is like, well, I'm about to fire y'all up with they not busters, but I'm about to fire y'all up with these busters.
Yeah,
and yeah, shoot, Kirk getting some get back. This is if Kirk has some more years on him, if Kirk was on the front end of his career, it would be beautiful. But you know, we'll take the leadership qualities that he brings. Hopefully he stays. Hopefully we don't trade him. If we do trade him, it would be, you know, that contract benefit. But I think having him in the locker room and the safety of Kirk and what he brings, I think that's what I think that benefits everybody. And just his humbleness as a person. Because he could pull a – who was that, Mariota?
Yep, Mariota dipped. Jimmy G pouted a little bit, like, yeah, you've seen it where it's like, I go from a starter to the backup, and it's like, I don't want to do this. Like, hell, look at Baker. Baker bounced
right. And
it took it gracefully, and now Baker cooking down in Tampa. Like, he could have pouted his way out of the league. But, yeah.
And that's what I meant about the front end of his career. Like, you know, if he had years like Baker has in front of him, that would be, you know, perfect.
Yep. But no, I shout out Kirk, man. It's all love. I always got love for Kirk. I mean, I don't blame him for last season. When you see that boy throw that ball, I'd be spooked too. Like, I'll never forget I see Penix throw that thing, and it was like put him in a Falcons uniform. Like, so yeah, but like you said, he's been a gracious teammate. It's hard to be in a locker room and you see a player like Kirk and you want to bitch about anything. Like, you're not getting the ball, bro. I was a starter. I can start on. Look at the Colts. Look at the Browns. Look at the Saints. Mm-hmm. I'm better than these quarterbacks out here, and I'm sitting here scout teaming. So
right.
You never know when your op's gonna come, but you just need to be ready. And having a quarterback like Kirk as the backup, and like you said, Kirk can run a full offense, but Kirk is smart enough and has been in a lot of offenses. I'm pretty sure he's helped Zach Robinson out a lot, just building out that offense.
Absolutely.
He just seen it. So
absolutely. You got another coach in there.
Mm-hmm.
And film study. Imagine film study with Penix and Kirk.
Exactly.
And then don't let Matt just stroll in there.
Right?
Man, come on. You talking about the brain trust?
That's been
the fact that we got Kirk Cousins as an asset on the Falcons, you know, it speaks volumes, because he could easily, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how much love or disdain he has for the Vikings, but, you know.
You know he'll hate
when he retires, you know, being that he has roots with the Falcons, he could still hang around the organization and still, you know, be a mentor. How many years, Penis, you think you're going to, you know, realistically play compared to Kirk? Kirk got what? Three years max?
I think Kirk got one more, maybe. I mean, next year is probably his last one if he don't get a chance. Like, just because he a pocket quarterback, game done changed on Kirk.
And he's going to retire up there on the north side, way up 400.
Mm-hmm. So,
he's
going
to be venturing down the Flowery Branch.
Go
see his old boy.
He gonna pull up.
It works.
And it was like, again, back to Drake. Drake talking about when he got in with Penix and the way he saw the game, he was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna move this player, and then this gonna happen, and you get in the game and it's happening. Like, I'm pretty sure Kirk saw it. And it's just like, physically, you just can't do it. Like, he probably can't now that he's healthy, but at the time, it had to be frustrating knowing I can do this, and I just couldn't get it there. So I'm ready, bro. I really think the Falcons are a big sleeper. I think people are just scared to put their stamp on the Falcons. I know we done had this podcast for a number of years now, and we've said it, but like it feels different because
stamped up like a passport.
Yeah, like, we've been dealing with dickheads at quarterback for seasons now. Like, I feel like, I mean, you look at, like, I get it when everybody's like, bro, y'all got a good team, but your quarterback ass. And Kirk had a 6-3
before. What you going to set it up?
Yeah, we were 6-3 before Kirk got hurt. Kirk don't get hurt, we probably win 10 games just off quarterback play alone. And it's like what we saw from Penix, everybody sees it. Everybody knows it. Everybody sees the ball he throws, and it's like, bro, it's insane. So week one, we got them Bucks. I want 30 plus. Like, I want this to be like the 2012 season when we opened up and we put up 40 on the Chiefs and just rolled. Like, I ain't ready to say Super Bowl, but like, yeah, like with the youngins on defense. You got Rook, you got Dorless, Trice is back. Like, it's just so much talent in Atlanta that people don't know about, especially on defense. We got the coaches.
I'll tell you one thing. I'm taking shots early. This defense will shut down Jalen Hurts.
Ooh, we didn't got the Eagles this season.
Mm-hmm. They lucky. We'll see them in the playoffs. We got something for them.
NFC Championship game. I see.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Spicy.
And it's July. We ain't made it out of July yet.
I respect.
Still got a little bit of time.
We beat them boys with Judas late. So talk all the shit you want. We beat y'all. I'm jumping on, but yeah, I'm excited. Like, I'm really, the pieces are there. You got the coaches. Olbrich is a good coach. Another thing Kirk pointed out, he was like, oh yeah, he was like, Olbrich came from the tree with Pete Carroll, Gus Bradley, Robert Saleh. I'm like, oh damn, like Dan Quinn. I'm like, damn, he really been coaching under some dogs. Yeah,
I'm about to say if he would with DQ.
Yeah, so it's like his time here, but the defense was ass. Like, you know, no respect, no disrespect to the defense at the time, but it's like your safety was Rico. Like, he was never he didn't handle all pro safety.
That's your boy.
Keanu Neal had one good season, then he got hurt and just was never the same. The corners were ass. You know, the linebackers were good. You know, Debo was good under Olbrich. Foyer developed under Olbrich. D-line, we had Alan Bailey and Tyler Davison, but we was in hell. Like, we just had ass. And so it's like judging Brick for what he did in Atlanta as a D coordinator ain't fair, because we went 4-12 that season, bro. We were sorry. But you saw what he did with the Jets, and you just got to look at the coaches he learned under. And one thing about Brick, you ain't going to be soft playing on his defense. Like, they picked Tack. Tack may not have been the best pick at the time. I don't want to talk about it. But he made sure – he was like, Vic, soft as hell. We need somebody that's got some nuts that's going to eat some glass on this D-line. And he did the same thing here. You got James Pierce. You got Jalen Walker. They already had Root here for him. And, you know, you pair him with a coach like Nate Ollie, you give him, you know, Raheem, letting him just do his thing on the defense. Like, the defense got swag because of the D coordinator. So I'm ready. Like, I'm really ready for these boys to get up. So
I ain't heard from my boy Troy lately, man. Is he okay?
He on the pup list.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, Troy taking his time to get back. You know, he had a bad knee, bad ankle. I think he came back too fast. Take your time, Troy. I don't need Troy coming back. We got Diablo. Let Diablo get up to speed. But yeah, like, I'm
sure we're gonna stay on kickoff.
Hey,
we're gonna keep Troy on kickoff.
If Troy's on kickoff, Pro Bowl special teamer.
Bruh, that would be filthy. Troy be flying down there. Mm-hmm.
That Pro Bowl going to be sending it.
Flying. I'm like, y'all didn't know what y'all – that's what depth does for you. We got depth across the board on that defensive front.
It's really for real, man. We could do it. We can do a stock up, stock down, but I guess Troy the only one stock down. Kyle Pitts was my stock down last week, but shit, KP out here balling. KP is up. Who else we got? I mean, jeez. Whole defense stock is up.
Mooney stock is even.
Yeah, Mooney stock down right now. Okay, there's our stock down. I'm like, damn, somebody got to be having a little. But yeah, Mooney stock is down right now. We're going to see. Ross said we're going to see Mooney in a couple weeks. I think Mooney probably had like an AC sprain or something. You know, you got bad shoulders. What happened to Mooney?
Mooney thin, boy. Mooney hit that ground. He hit that ground. He ain't hit the ground in a minute. He said, oh, no, not yet.
Mooney a junkyard dog. He just don't got the weight on him to be like that.
Yeah, he's like, no, we ain't taking no bumps and bruises in training camp in July.
Yeah,
nah. So yeah, no, he good though.
Yeah, Mooney.
I'm just ready to see him round them folks up. Right, Mooney feet so nasty in real life, in person. Oh my god, between Mooney and Bijan, Mooney off the line and Bijan whenever.
And Bijan whenever.
Bruh, them some of the nastiest feet I've ever seen in my life. I promise you. Y'all just look at them feet when them boys be like Mooney off the line, bro. Can't nobody jam Mooney. And it's just he looked like Chad coming off the line sometimes. Like Chad that, was huh? dancing. Chad was dancing, but like the get off, the clean get off, that's Mooney.
I like that comp. I like that comp. Cause yeah. Chad wasn't all that big. Chad was only 6'1", probably 185. He probably got 10 pounds on Mooney.
Right.
But, yeah. Okay. I support the comp. Because, yeah, Mooney, they be spooked when Mooney coming off that line. when a corner know, that's what Drake does for you. I need help on Drake. Mm-hmm. And then you leave Mooney one-on-one, it's like, okay.
Off the line.
You saw who they were going to. Game on the line against the Commanders. They were getting that ball to Mooney. Mm-hmm. And Mooney was getting wide open.
But it's all good. You know, we get some more reps with Ray Ray. I want to see that swag Ray Ray come with this.
I'm excited.
Yeah, man.
I've been keeping up with the Bucks a little bit. We could talk about the Bucks. We got Bucks week one. I don't care about the Panthers. Panthers going to win five games. Saints going to win.
The Panthers are you know.
I don't care about them yet. We got the Bucks.
I can't let you talk like that, though, bro. I think they'll make more than five games.
Mm-mm. We're going to talk about the Panthers. I actually got smoke point because they talking reckless on the timeline. So five games.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're going to win five. You know, they talking about we're going to go 7-10. Okay, y'all go five. Your quarterback looks like a regular civilian. We ain't got to worry about them. But the Bucks having a good little camp, man. I think the Bucks defense is going to be tough. I hate that they got a couple players I like over there. In the draft, Benjamin Morrison been locking their receivers up. But the big fella, what's his name? Desmond Watson. He's a big.
Oh, the fast one, the tight end.
No, he's a 460-pound nose tackle. They got a big fella.
Oh yeah, big fella walking around with a weight vest.
Man, big just trying to make the rock and lose some weight. Tampa hit 100 for the first time ever, and they had that man outside walking. That's so wrong.
With 500 pounds on their feet.
Yeah, man, that's rough. But
he might as well put a trash bag on.
Yeah, go old school on him. Get Big Sap out there to help him out. But they lost David Walker. They edged. They took him in the fourth. They lost him towards ACL. I'm like, damn, that's Braylon Trice. Like,
yeah, that's tough.
People hate these measured camps. What Ross say? We got modifications for Kyle Pitts, Caleb McGarry, Jalen Walker. It's like, yeah, bro, I don't want people getting hurt. Like, if we had Braylon Trice last year, does it change the defense? Does it change the season? Probably not. But it'd have been nice to have him out there actually getting work. Now you got, right, you know, a rookie that's not getting work. Hopefully we stay healthy. I want to see these boys as healthy as possible week one. I just want a 1-0 lead. Like we ain't had too many 1-0 starts to the season. If I give me a 1-0 start to the season, get through camp healthy, have some good practices. Yeah, have some good practices coming up with the Titans. That's all I want, man. I just want this to keep going. Knock on wood. Like,
that's it.
I ain't trying to get too excited.
I ain't bragging. I ain't talking. I'm talking minimal noise. I'm just going to speak the truth.
I'm going to just speak the truth. Except when it comes to the Panthers. 5-win Panthers. Shout out to my dog, King. But yeah, man. What you got? We got some fantasy news, or you wanna hold off on that?
We can hold off on that. Get a little closer. We can hit them after the Hall of Fame game.
That's fair. You know, we got some drafts coming up, but you know me, I don't like doing the draft until after the third preseason game because injuries off the rail. But we got football back this week. Lions,
yeah, buddy.
Chargers. We get to see the Trey Lance show. The almost Falcon. Ooh, could you imagine if we took Trey Lance back now?
Boy, I would be disappointed.
Shout out to Harry.
That young man ain't done nothing.
Mm-mm. But
he didn't. Mm. We're not going there.
Yeah, he's not a Falcon. He was almost a Falcon, but I got Michael Penix. I got left-handed Bombardier under center. He's looking good in camp so far. Offense, like, it's really crazy to like have a training camp report where everything good so far. Like, there are not many things to complain about right now other than Mooney's shoulder. So, A plus. Shout out Terry. Shout out Ra. Shout out Arthur Blank.
Going back to Mooney's shoulder, if tomorrow was game day, could Mooney play?
He's suiting up. You know he is.
So why? Please don't stress over little stuff.
We good, people. We good. Mooney, they said Kirk said Mooney the smartest receiver I've ever played with, and he's been with Justin Jefferson. He's like, don't sleep on who Kirk has played with. Mooney got it. So let Mooney get the mental reps. Like you said, let the other receivers get their work.
Yeah. But I do like DJ Chark. We didn't even touched on DJ Chark too much. But, yeah, I love that signing. Get you a vet in here. Savvy vet. Good skill set. 6'3". Slim. We're going to give him 4'4"?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's 4'3" anymore. But he has some good tape when he was with Detroit. Great tape in Jacksonville. Whatever happened after that, it's all good. We know what he can do. So fresh start for him. And what? Starting at what? Wide receiver 4?
4 or 5, depending on what you do with Hodge. 4 or 5.
Yeah. So Hodge has that Pro Bowl next to his name, so I don't know how he would leapfrog Hodge on a one year, $2 million deal. But I don't know. I think that's a tough battle between those two. Glad to have them both on the roster. I feel like that'll be a good special team depth. You think Chark will be on special teams this late in his career?
I don't know. I don't think he was on special teams, but he'll be healthy enough to know because right. He's not often healthy enough.
Yeah, you see what I mean? So it's like he's literally just receiver.
Yeah.
And that's it. I'm not expecting you to block. I'm expecting you to run deep routes. Post flies, corners, digs.
Yep, that's it.
Maybe a slant, but I don't need you going in there with Big Bro.
Yep. Take the top off, open up space.
Exactly. That's what I'm about to say. He keeps that loose up top, let Michael Penix air it out once or twice, you know, get it out of the system, and you're in the dome. So welcome back to the South, young brother.
I just want to see one. I want Bijan to get him a 50-plus yard run. I would love to see Penix get just a bomb, just one of them 70, 80-yard stupid-ass bombs. Like, I think Chark reminds me of, like, Taylor Gabriel when they added him, where it's like, I ain't really asking you to do too much. Just be fast.
Mm-hmm.
Be fast on the field.
And loosen up this defense.
Yep. He gonna drop. He gonna have some bad drops. Like, prepare the people now. If DJ Chark makes the roster, he's going to have some bad drops. It might be in clutch time. But
don't you speak that on us, Ricky Bobby?
Just preparing people. DJ Chark when he was with the Panthers, the boy had a couple drops where he was wide open, point shaving drops. But I'm just being realistic. I'm being realistic. But, I mean, if he's wide receiver 5, like you said, he getting in the game when you're going 4 wide, 5 wide. He getting in the game for specific routes, clear out routes. Like,
yeah. Or your open catches.
Yeah, yep. So, I ain't mad. We got Chark.
And I think, too, you know, you put Chark on the field, you run a big set. Let's say we run in Drake, Chark, Pitts, Mooney. You got some height, you got possession catches, and you still got speed. You're not sacrificing speed. And then let's say you swap out Mooney for another tight end and you split Pitts out and run a different version of 12 personnel. You got your two, you know, your X and your Z, with Chark and Drake. And then you got your two tight ends on the opposite side and tote that thing with Algier. You could bring Kyle Pitts in line and have him block on a zone, a counter up underneath Bergeron, something like that, you know. It'll be I think he has a little bit more to the flexibility size-wise because, you know, you look at Ray-Ray and Mooney. They're not the biggest guys, and I don't know if I want them on the field blocking like that. They get 6'4", 6'3", 6'6", 6'5", on the field with that long reach against these 5'10 corners and safeties, and it's a, you know, a good mismatch to have.
Yeah. I'm with it. I'm with it. Get the people ready for DJ Chark. Mooney gonna be back. We gonna see Mooney week one. So don't worry about Mooney. We're gonna see Troy week one, Jalen Walker week one. Get to week one. I don't want to see him right now. I don't need them. I don't need wear and tear in July. I don't really need wear and tear second week of August. Like, they weren't gonna play against the Lions on the 8th anyway. Like, next Friday in the Benz, Mooney was gonna be in a t-shirt. If he was healthy, Drake gonna be in a t-shirt, Penis gonna be in a t-shirt. We know how this goes. Kirk might not even play. It might be hell.
Somebody else. Who running this show?
It might be you and me.
Kirk, like, boy, I ain't going out there. Preseason. Yeah, I'm throwing it.
Yeah, next Friday it's gonna be Easton Stick and Emory Jones under center for the Atlanta Falcons. Yeah. Like,
there you go.
Yeah, like
Kirk might just get one series and be like, "What do I know? Stop it!"
Handing it off to Carlos this. Washington. You're not.
Yeah, we're not doing this. I'm not doing this now. Y'all are insulting me now.
Yeah, that's when it's gonna be like Kirk's gonna be like, "All right, trade me if I'm playing week one preseason, trade me."
Lost your mind.
I'm not Daniel Jones and Anthony Richardson. That's who need to be playing. Anyway, on that note, Bryce Young need to get his week one snaps next week. You know, all the quarterbacks that need to work gonna be playing next week. Phoenix don't need to work. So, all right, brother. That's an A plus on camp so far, man. Knock on wood that we just keep this going all the way until February. But we stack it 1 week at a time.
That's it. Stay healthy. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's been an excellent episode. Another great one of King's Landing. Brother man, it was a good time. Y'all follow my brother Jared King at @_TheKing_ on Twitter X. And follow your boy Brian King at KingHead57. On everything. Shout out to the Barbershair Network. Y'all go follow them. Holler at them at thebcnet.com. Salute.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.